Welcome to Shomar Shavuot Adav. Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Arbi Yakasholim and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chov Dalet. We'll talk about two points in the Mishnah in the middle of the Amud. And first point is the Mishnah says Rosh Beis Din Oimer Mekudosh VeKol Ha'am Oini Machar Mekudosh Mekudosh. So the head of Beis Din says Mekudosh once, and everybody listening says Mekudosh twice. So it's brought down in the Mefarshim. The Ben Yoyada mentions over here, and the Kedusha Slavi as well. In his own way, says it in Parsha Shkolim, that why does it say Mekudosh once by Rosh Beis Din and twice by the Am? Because the Rosh Beis Din represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Am represents Am Yisrael. We know that we say every day in Davening, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzevokos. These three Kedushas referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One Kadosh, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. The other two are Bidei Adam, by human beings, by Am Yisrael. The way the Ben Yoyada says it, because one is keneged machshava, one is keneged dibur, one is keneged maise. Human being belongs to dibur and maise, the talking and doing, and the shirish machshava comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why one kodesh is rosh av beis din, it's keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other two is keneged Am Yisrael. The Kedusha Slavi adds more to it. It says, we know, we say every day, kodesh, 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 we say kodesh, the Targum tells us, kodesh, one is keneged Hashem v'shamayim. The other one is connected here in the Aretz. And the third Kadosh is the Olam Olam Olmayo, is for eternity. Shemayim and Aretz is something that Tzaddikim are connected to. The Kedusha Slavi himself is being a source to it, but the Chur is almost a favorite Gemara in Ksuvah Daf Hei. The Gemara says, the Gedoyli Maise Tzaddikim Yoise Maise Shemayim v'Aretz. It's greater than Shemayim v'Aretz. And Maise Shemayim v'Aretz, it says, Yodi Yos Daretz V'Mi Tovcha Shemayim. So that's the Kibyachol, the right hand of Hashem and the left hand of Hashem. And the Ma'aseh Yadayim Shel Tzaddikim, it says two hands, because it says, Mikdash Hashem Korenu Yodecho. That's what Gemara says over there. Meaning the Tzaddikim, you connected the two hands of Hashem that created Shemayim V'aretz. But, Lo'ilam Olmei Olmaya, eternity. Lo'ilam, that's something only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Says the Kedusha Slavi, that's one Kadosh connected our Beis Din. The other two are Am Yisrael, that are connected to Tzaddikim, they say the other two. And the Mishnah continues and says, brings Reb Lozer Ben Tzaddik that says, meaning, if you didn't see Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day of the month, so you don't have to do Kiddush on the 31st, because Mishamayim already Mekadosh, when Abeis they will not Mekadosh on the 30th, they will Mekadosh on the 31st. So here, famously, the Chazon Ish, in Igeres, Reish Zayin, Chelek Aleph, he brings that this Mishnah really is telling us the Yerushalmi that we quoted a few Shurim ago. That there it says the Yerushalmi that the whole world is based on what Beis Din are doing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyoch is waiting for what Am Yisrael will do down here in order to decide what's going to be the Kiddush HaChodesh. How do you see that? Because here, the Kichu Shemayim, Shemayim, they're waiting for Am Yisrael. If they're going to do Kiddush HaChodesh on the 30th, so then they're going to follow them. If not, only then the Shemayim will get involved, because only then we know already when will be Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, Am Yisrael are the ones who are deciding. If they didn't decide the first day, then Shemayim follows suit. Meaning, Shemayim comes after Am Yisrael. This is almost a fair Shal Mishnah, says the Chazon Ish. But maybe you can add to it one more point. Because what it says over here is that Am Yisrael need to be Kaddish on the first day. If they're not, so then Shemayim will do it. Shemayim will wait for Am Yisrael to do it. But if not, they will do it on their own, says the Blosef and Tzaddik. And this echoes what the Ramchal says a lot in Sefer Das Tvoris. Says the Ramchal that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us human beings the Koyach HaBchira, the free will, to control the world and to do with it whatever we want, but there is a limit. So to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a safety net. That if human being does not bring the world to fruition, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it. That's what the Ramchal calls the two anhagas. There's anhagas HaYichud and there's anhagas HaMishpat. Anhagas HaMishpat means what you're doing. Anhagas HaYichud is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do. He eventually will bring the world to where it's supposed to go to. And this could be the remez over here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us the first day. But if we didn't do it, says the Blessed Ben Tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to wait for us anymore. Eventually, if we're not able to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, that's the remez to what the Ramchal says in Das Tvoris. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.